Hello, Brother Jeff here again for your daily inspiration. Sure hope I can inspire you to walk with God another day. Well, Book of Joel, here Joel in the Old Testament. I was looking at a way to render heart yesterday, and not just our outward, but truly have a broken heart and to seek the Lord. And there's a promise if we repent and turn to God that He would do something for us. And it's called restoring. What have you lost in your life? Maybe somebody you know is lost something great spiritually in their life. Well, if we seek the Lord with all our heart, He is a God of restoring and giving back. Let's go back to the book of Joel, chapter 2, and continue reading there. It says that God is going to do a restoration here for us. He is going to restore what the locust and the cankerworm and the caterpillar and the palmer worm have eaten. Let's go to verse 25. And I will restore to you the years that the locust hath eaten, the cankerworm and the caterpillar and the palmer worm, my great army which I sent among you. And ye shall eat in plenty and be satisfied, and praise the name of the Lord your God, that hath dealt wondrously with you. And my people shall never be ashamed. And ye shall know that I am in the midst of Israel, and that I, the Lord your God, am none else, and my people shall never be ashamed. God wants, after we have turned back to Him because of our evil, our sin, our wretchedness, our wickedness, whatever turning we have done, then God wants to remove from us the things that are destroying our lives. Now in the New Testament, the New Covenant, we see things in more of a spiritual reality than a physical reality now. God is not promising to give us just a land and a house and wealth of the world. I believe the blessings for the new covenant are correctly spiritual and not always physical. Although God still has pleasure in blessing us. It says here that God will take away from us those years that have been eaten. Wasted years, wasted days, wasted life. God is able to restore. Don't despair if you feel like your life is at a point of you've wasted it. God wants to give you back that time. The Bible tells us to redeem the time because the days are evil. The word redeem means to buy it back. To restore is to bring it back to what it should rightly be or what it used to be. If we were to get an old car from the 1920s and restore it, that would mean to bring it back like it was when it was brand new. God said He is going to restore. In verse 25, the years. What years of waste, what years of misuse, what years of abuse have been. Maybe a man was a drunkard. God is able to give him back his life, his sanity, his soberness, and give him the power to be productive and to be a blinking bright light for the Lord Jesus. Whatever you're wasted, we've all got wasted years. We've all been unfaithful with the use of our money, our time, our talents. sometime or another, God wants to give us back what we have lost. And perhaps some people have been robbed by the enemy. John 10 says that the thief, the devil, comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But God says here in verse 25, he's going to restore. He's going to restore the years that the locust had eaten. And then he names these other creatures. A locust is like a grasshopper in the Bible. He's a very voracious, fast-eating grasshopper. Then he talks about a cankerworm, this worm that attaches himself and just eats holes and takes the life out of something. The caterpillar. There's nothing like a caterpillar to strip and clean the plant of all it is. The palmer worm. I believe that's the one that gets inside the fruit. Inside. It looks okay on the outside, but he's eating it from the inside out. God is able to take all these destroying factors. He gives us all these different insects to just show us that there's nothing he can't do. It doesn't matter what kind of bug got the crop. God said, I can restore. Doesn't matter what kind of sin or misguidedness or abuses or whatever happened. God is able to restore to you what the devil or what sin has messed up. Only when we come to him with a broken heart and a hungry heart can he restore it. And then he can satisfy us. And he says his people will never be ashamed. So I want to give you courage today to fear not and to seek God, because God wants to do a restoring work in your life. Maybe it's a marriage. Maybe it's a relationship. Maybe it's your first love of salvation. Maybe you used to have such a hungry heart for salvation to God, and you've lost it. I just want you to know God still cares, and he can still handle it. Come to him with a hungry heart, and he will. God bless your day. May your life be blessed and changed as you ask God to restore what the years of the enemy have destroyed. He can restore, and that right early. If you'd like to leave us a message, 099. We'd love to hear from you. We invite you to push 099 to access the voicemail, and you can leave us a message, a prayer request. If you need fellowship, there's something we can help you with on getting free and restoring what the enemy has taken away, we'd love to help you. May the grace of God be with you. Keep looking up, because Jesus is coming soon.